Hey, Heavenly Homemakers, thank you for living out God's calling to make your homes heavenly while striving toward your heavenly home. The Lord is working through you to bless so many people. As Lara addresses your questions in these next few minutes, we hope you are blessed with real life help and that your spirit is uplifted.
Hi there, this is Lara Coppinger at heavenlyhomemakers.com. Thanks for joining us here for podcast number 4. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about food you can take to others, and also just a little bit about my life and my schedule and how I get lots and lots of things done in a day. So we'll go ahead and tackle our first question. This one was left in the comment section in one of my posts. From her initials are LCG, so I'm not exactly sure of her name, but I think you know who you are, LCG. She's been a longtime reader, and I always really appreciate the comments that she leaves. Here is a question that she left on one of my posts. It says, I have a number of people that I work with that I like to make dinner for. They are full-time single moms with lots of stress and hassles in their lives. I've done regular chili, white chili, with fruit and corn muffins for sides, and roasted chuck roast with red potatoes and carrots in the crock pot, and lasagna. I like to take everything in a disposable tin container with a plastic lid. Any other ideas for good foods to take for busy families with picky little eaters? Such a good question, because I think a lot of us like to do this type of thing, help out by taking meals to families maybe who've just had a new baby or have someone sick in their family. And like you just mentioned, taking meals to families who maybe a single mom who has lots going on in her life, what a great idea. So first, I just want to commend you for doing that in the first place. It is such a ministry to take food to someone who needs it. Our family has been the recipient of wonderful meals being brought after babies have been born or after my husband had surgery on his knees. Once I had pneumonia and people brought meals, it is such a blessing to have meals brought to you. So if you've been the recipient of any of that, you know how nice it is to have this done for you. And it's just a wonderful way to bless people and show God's love to them by taking food to them. I think it's a great testimony that you're doing this for your coworkers. Not sure if your coworkers are Christians or not, but boy, is this shining Jesus' light to them. So way to go. And I just want to encourage the rest of us to do the same, to really look out for people who have a need for something like this. I feel like this is an easy thing that we can all do to bless people. Just make extra food, maybe, while you are making your own dinner, and take it to a coworker the next day, or to a friend or a family in need the next day. And then you've got that job done. So great idea, great way to show hospitality, even though it isn't hospitality in your home, like we talked about in podcast number 3. But it is a way to show hospitality nonetheless by taking food to people. So the meals that you mentioned, the chili, chuck roast with all the works, lasagna, those are super ideas of things that you can take that most people like to eat. Those dishes are pretty well loved by everybody. I would suggest too, if you possibly can, to find out what maybe a family's pickiness level is, or maybe allergy or gluten issues are, so that you don't take them food that they can't eat. That just helps to make it easier for both you and for them. Some easy things, I just sort of made a list here, and I'll be sure and put links to each of these in my post here that goes along with this podcast so that you can easily find these recipes. But some of my favorite foods to take to families who need a little extra help. Sloppy Joe's. Sloppy Joe's is a very easy meal to take. I sometimes will make them up ahead of time and just put them in the freezer. Then if I hear of a need, all I have to do is grab it out, thaw it out. I don't even always warm it up. I may just take it over and let them warm it when they need it. Grab some buns at the store, put together maybe a fruit salad, or just take some fruit along, and that's all you need to do. So Sloppy Joe's is a really great easy meal, both for you and for the person you are taking it to, and kids often like those. Also, if you remember my sloppy cornbread muffin that I have made and have the recipe for on my website, that has been such an easy thing to take to people, and easy to freeze, easy for them to rewarm whenever they need them, and again, kid-friendly, along with the corn dog muffins. I would recommend those. Those are kid-friendly, easy to make, easy to freeze. I also have a great burrito recipe on my site, and those are fantastic just to take to someone. They're very easy to make into whatever you want them to be. And if I'm taking them for someone else, I generally keep them very basic. Basic meat and cheese salsa, a mild salsa. We don't go too spicy, especially if we're taking it to others. Not everyone likes beans, so I don't always do beans for others, but the meat and cheese burritos are a great one to take to people. And I always put freezing directions, reheating directions on the container so that the person I am taking it to can just look down, quickly see what they need to do to feed this to their family. I have a good recipe for cheesy beef and rice, very basic casserole that doesn't have anything weird in it, so most people like that one. Again, I'll be linking to all of these on my site on this post. Chicken and noodles, that's one of the new recipes I've just recently posted. That doesn't freeze very well. It can be frozen. It doesn't work real well, but it is a very basic recipe that most people really like, and it's just delicious. Pizza pockets was another one that I had on my list. You can use the recipe that I have and make any kinds of pizza pocket that you want, or you can, instead of putting pizza fillings inside, you can do ham and cheese, turkey and cheese, anything that you think would be good inside a pocket. I have even used that recipe to make apple pie pockets, which really is a hit too, although maybe not for dinner. Although, who wouldn't want that for dinner? I suppose you could. Another recipe I have that I like to take to others is beefy enchilada bake. That's a super easy one, and again, someone can just quickly throw that in the oven and bake it right when they get home, and it's very simple to do. Pizza casserole is another one that's a good kid-friendly meal and very easy to put together. Another thing that I thought of, and I have never done this before, but it just occurred to me that it would be fun, and if you're taking these to work and want to just send them home with someone, you could make some nice whole wheat buns or buy them, either way, and then just simply put, you can maybe butter them if you want to, and then put turkey and cheese inside, and then just wrap them up, and the recipient can then just take them home and reheat them as needed. Those are just delicious. I love having turkey and cheese melts on biscuits or buns just for an easy Sunday night dinner. That has just really been nice. And so I think that it would be nice just to have those all just wrapped up and ready, even though, sure, that's an easy thing for someone to make on their own. Even easier if it's just already done for you and all the person has to do is warm them up in the oven for a few minutes. With all of these, I find it easy just to send along some fruits and vegetables. You don't have to go very complicated as far as sending side dishes to go with them. You don't even have to send side dishes. I think that if the person has the main dish given to them, boy, it's just so nice just to have that. And they can easily warm up some green beans or cut up some fruit. But if you do want to send along side dishes, yes, sending some muffins or something to go with your soup or casserole, that's great. Or just send along a bunch of grapes already washed and put in a baggie, or some apples ready to slice, some oranges, some clementines. Those are things that I just like to throw in with the meal. Makes it easy for the person you're giving it to, and it's easy for you too. So those are my suggestions, and I would love it if others would leave their suggestions in the comment section under this post so that we can all hear your ideas for what you like to take to others when you are preparing a meal for someone. Our next email comes from Sasha in Illinois, and Sasha, I'm assuming I'm pronouncing your name right. Forgive me if I have that wrong. Sasha's question is, I found your blog about a month ago and have really enjoyed reading it and learning from you. Here's the thing, how do you do it all? You must not sleep. I can prepare some healthy meals, but then school doesn't get finished or the house looks like a tornado hit it. What do you do in your days, and what do you do? Or what do you find that just isn't important? We've already cut off our TV, and we joke that we still don't have free time. I have 5 kids, 11 down to 19 months. We homeschool using sunlight. How are you finding time to can and make extra meals, yet still spend time with your family? Well, I can assure you that I do sleep. If I do not get 8 hours of sleep a night, I tend to get sick, and at the very least, I get cranky. I do my best to get the sleep that I need if I can, and that often means, and this may come as a surprise to many of you, But that often means that I don't get up till sometimes 8 or 8:30 in the mornings. I know many of you are early, early risers, and many people feel like it's best to get up early. I find it's best that I get sleep. So I don't always get up super early. I like to get up early if I can, but it doesn't always happen. And if I need sleep, I have to let myself sleep. It's more important, and I am then much more productive. My husband works late nights, and so in order to spend some time with him, I often stay up if I can and wait for him. So sleep I do, and my house, not always clean. That's one thing that I really struggle with. I try. We have a 3,000 square foot old home. It's over 100 years old. It's very hard to keep clean, and that's my excuse. But really, I would say housework is something that I fall short in. Even though my site is called Heavenly Homemakers, I'm gonna just have to say that there's more to homemaking than keeping a perfect house, right? I hope. Anyway, so I try to get the kids on board with helping out with the housework, and that's something that does help. And so kind of to broadly answer your question, I'm just going to say that something that we do as far as getting everything done and spending time with the family, I'm just going to say that we do everything as a family. And so our family time really just consists of doing things together, whether it's cooking, cleaning, gardening, canning, whatever it is that needs to be done, that's our family time. And certainly we do have downtime, but in general, I would say the kids' downtime is not always, I don't always have a lot of time to just play games with them or just hang out. I don't do a lot of just hanging out. Most of my awake time is spent working, and I love that. So yes, no TV time for me, and yeah, we don't have the TV on much at our house. The kids do watch some TV in the afternoon, and I use that time to get some writing done for the website if possible, because then it's a little quieter and I can think. Thinking and writing goes hand in hand for me usually. Maybe you can't always tell that in some of my writing or my typos that you find. As far as something that also really works well for me to make my time efficient, I have found that reading to my kids during mealtime helps us to get schoolwork done efficiently, and it also just helps our mealtime to be productive. If I'm not reading to the kids while they're eating, they tend to take forever to eat because they are usually goofing off, and it just kind of drives me crazy. So I found that if I'm reading, for breakfast I read Bible, and then sometimes if I have time, if they're still eating, I'll launch into some of our history lessons. During lunch, I will continue reading history, sometimes science, maybe a read aloud, and at dinner I read whatever is left for the day that needs to be read based on our homeschool curriculum, or just what I want to read to the kids, what we're enjoying at the time. So that's something that I do, I feel like, is a good multitask. The kids are eating, I'm reading, so we're getting some of our schoolwork done during mealtime, and that's worked well for us. We go to a lot of soccer games together. That's something that we do as a family during, of course, soccer season, both in the fall and in the spring. That takes up a lot of our time, but again, that's good time spent together as a family. So, not sure if I answered your question real thoroughly, but what I have just found is that I just don't get everything done that I want to, and that's just probably how all of us feel, the nature of being a homemaker, being a wife, being a mom. We have long to-do lists and we just don't get it all done. I do often wonder how people have time to do, you know, watch TV or spend much time on Facebook. I do what I can to have some downtime, but in general, I'm just working a lot, and I enjoy it though. And the blessing of what I do is that I love everything I'm doing. I love working on my website. I love cooking. I love being a mom. I love reading to my kids and teaching them. I love spending time with my husband. I love going to soccer games. So it helps that everything that I'm doing that is, you know, maybe considered work, I love doing those things. So my work is my play, I suppose. And while I don't have lots of downtime, I do enjoy what I'm doing in my work time, so that has been a big blessing. And as far as the housework goes, I have, I guess, just decided that that's just not my gift, and, you know, I do my best, and I feel like my house is usually presentable, and maybe a lot of people would think I do keep a nice home. I know the truth, and I know what's lurking in my closets and in my children's closets and under their beds, and it just isn't perfect. But you know, we are in our house for just about 24 hours a day, and we're living in it, and you can tell. And that I have tried to just let go of the perfectionism, because wow, we really dirty up a lot of dishes in a day, and we really do a lot of things, which means we're getting a lot of things out, and we just do our best with that. So I guess if I let anything go, it's housework. And so if you're wondering, how do I do it all? Now you know that I really don't do it all. And maybe just for fun, I'll take some pictures at the end of the day so that you can see how messy my house looks but at the end of the day, or at the beginning of a day, some days. Pretty crazy sometimes. I'd like to thank all of you for joining me for this podcast today, and encourage you to leave a question in the comment section. If you have a question you would like for me to address on a future podcast, feel free to email me as well, Laura@heavenlyhomemakers.com, if you have a question. Again, please be sure to leave a comment letting us know a good meal suggestion for something that you like to take to others, if you are taking a meal to them, or offering a meal to a coworker, like our first question that we addressed. Now I'd like you to go love on your husbands, thoroughly enjoy your children, and take joy in your life as a heavenly homemaker.